What are your hiding places? We all have them, places where we run to hide from trouble or pain or guilt or shame. I'm Mary Lohman of The Christian Working Woman, and this week I want to talk about choosing the right place to hide. You see, we do definitely need hiding places, but the problem is we often choose the wrong place to try to hide. Think of Adam and Eve. In Genesis 3, after they had sinned and realized they were naked, they tried to hide from God behind trees and fig leaves. The Bible tells us that nothing can be hidden from the eyes of God, who's all-knowing and everywhere present. But like Adam and Eve, we just naturally try to hide when we've done something wrong. We did it as children with our parents, and we continue that kind of foolish behavior with God. Have you been trying to hide from God because of disobedience? What kind of fig leaves have you concocted to cover up your sin? Maybe you're trying to hide behind human rationality. You know, this really isn't so bad. Everybody does it. Or, I know the Bible says to be sexually pure, but after all, I really love him or her. Or, you have to go along in this world to get ahead. It's just the way things are done. If you've been hiding behind the fig leaves of your own excuses and rationality, you're undoubtedly learning that they offer no refuge. Then there's the fig leaves of blaming it on someone else. Adam blamed Eve. Eve blamed the serpent. It's very popular today to blame your parents or your dysfunctional family or the government or society for the way you are. But God held both Adam and Eve responsible for their decisions and actions. David wrote, "For I know my transgression and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight." Have you been trying to hide your sin and guilt by claiming someone else is responsible? Remember, your fellowship with God cannot be restored until you admit your sin and ask for forgiveness. You may indeed have to face some of the consequences, as Adam and Eve did, but you will no longer have to carry that heavy burden of guilt. Will you abandon your fig leaves and your attempt to hide among the trees today and let God start a new thing in you with a pure heart and a steadfast spirit? He's waiting for you to say, "Here I am, Lord, I confess." We'll talk about more hiding places tomorrow. You'll find copies of all of my devotionals on our website at ChristianWorkingWoman.org. And our program is now translated into Spanish. So let your Spanish-speaking friends know about that.